Hamilton rockers The Arkells releasing their latest album late last month called Blink Once, their first in nearly 3 years. It's their sixth studio album, also coming ahead of a world tour next year, which is, of course, hard to imagine for the last year and a half that we've all been through. But joining us to talk about the new album and getting back to touring is Arkells frontman Max Kerman. Good morning, Max.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Just first, I know you guys probably used to constant traveling and playing. So what's it been like for you and the band kind of at least physically staying still for almost 2 years?
it's been different for sure. Yeah, I mean, the good news is that we were touring really consistently for like 10 years. So if anybody sort of like deserved a break, it was us. But we also feel bad for, you know, we have some peers that they maybe didn't tour much in 2019, and 2020 was going to be their big year back because they'd waited for a little while. And then of course they were, you know, sent home because of the pandemic. So it's been really bad for those folks that weren't able to really hit the road when they were meant to. But I think for us, you know, a big part of our job is like waking up every day and going, okay, what can I do that's interesting and fun and excite, you know, our creative side. And so we were able to figure out how to do that from home. Obviously playing shows is such a big part of who we are, but recording music and working on other projects, you know, from our home studios and stuff like that, that was, you know, a big part of our year last year in terms of just working on music. And the good news is, you know, now we got a bunch of good songs that we can go out and play live coming up.
There is some optimism or some pros there for sure. And just, you know, listening to one of the songs off this album, Arm in Arm, just the first couple of lines, not going to lie, I've been effed up. Not going to lie, it's been a long year. Were you guys able to draw a lot of inspiration from the pandemic in terms of just what everybody has been going through?
Yeah, it's funny. Some of the songs, I would say a lot of them are actually kind of written before the pandemic. We've written a lot of songs since, but you know, a lot of the songs that are sort of, you know, talking about these sort of like universal themes of, you know, grief and loss and, you know, dealing with hard times. Those songs like just kind of hit harder, I think, now that we've been through the pandemic. Like, it feels very timely in a lot of ways, you know, to have a song with those lyrics. So, you know, I think that kind of song could be put out at any point, but especially now, it feels particularly relevant.
And just as a songwriter, do you find that more now that just people are more, I guess, open to kind of considering a lot of things and being, I guess, thinking about the world around them a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, we've always tried our best to, you know, find interesting stories and just like little nuggets of an idea that could inspire a song. And I think, you know, people are looking inward a lot more in the last year and a half because they have almost too much time to think about what life means and all those big, scary existential questions. But it's, you know, I think for us, like we've always been trying to find little moments to like, you know, to write about something that maybe we're personally going through or something that's happening in our community or something that's happening with someone in our family or friends. So yeah, we've always been drawn to that idea of songwriting. But yeah, I think a lot of the songs definitely is a bit harder. People, you know, begin to question everything.
And just similar to that point, I guess, just on the inspiration or where you're finding inspiration. I know this past summer I saw your music video that you shot at the No Frills in Toronto. It's a very special place in Canadiana, I think. Do you guys try to actively kind of represent that type of identity in your music? Is it kind of genuine where it comes from?
I think we actively just try to just be the most real and authentic versions of ourselves. You know, if we were, you know, shooting a video where we were posturing as if we were somebody completely different, then that would feel inauthentic and wouldn't feel good. But for us, you know, it's like, I think if there is a sense of, you know, Canadian identity in our music, it's because, you know, this is where we're from. These are the places that we go. These are the people that we see. And, you know, that's how we live. And that's what feels true to us. So, I think we come by it honestly. If there's any sense of, you know, Canadian identity, it's just because that's who we are.
Yeah, growing up in small town rural Ontario, the No Frills definitely hit home for me. That's for sure.
Which small town?
Campbellford near Peterborough, Ontario. I'm sure you guys have played there a couple times. But yeah,
we went to Peterborough. Never been to Campbellford, but never been to Peterborough.
Great cheese and chocolate. That's all I can tell you.
Noted.
But I also wanted to ask you about a couple of other songs just off the album. I know You Can Get It. You guys collaborated with Kay Flay. I know that she's done other collaborations. I was thinking TGIF, Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello on guitar for that one. What drew you guys to want to collaborate with her for this song?
We've been pals for a while. We met her through mutual friends, and she also knew one of the producers, Tom, that we were working with on the song, and we were doing it in L.A., and she lives there, and you know, we sent her a couple of ideas, and she said, "Oh, that one would be kind of fun." So she came by and wrote her. The guys, like some of the guys, went for lunch, and by the time they got back, she had like written her verse and was recording the vocal.
Yeah,
it all came together pretty quickly. You know, sometimes you know it could take a minute for an idea to come together, and sometimes it happens in 15 seconds.
Yeah, you can't think about it too much, I guess, eh?
Yeah, I think there's something awesome about just kind of reacting instinctively.
And so you guys are, you know, taking this new music out on the road next year. I know there's a slew of Canadian dates starting on February 2nd in Vancouver. How do you think you're going to feel hitting the open road again and playing these shows again?
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, going to give us a new sense of purpose. I think, you know, it's something to work towards. I think, you know, we love the work, and we love having, you know, a date on the board to get ready for. And I think I tell a lot of creative people this. It's like there's nothing like a deadline, because it really makes you get yourself in gear. And knowing that we have dates, you know, coming up in January in Buffalo, and then, you know, in February across Canada, it's like, okay, guys, how are we going to make this amazing? How are we going to make this worthwhile? And so, yeah, we're very excited to have something to look towards.
And have you thought much about how that that first kind of crowd reaction was going to feel? I was just seeing, you know, like the Blue Jays at Rogers Center here at the last little bit. Just having that crowd there is just so energizing. Have you thought much about what that's going to feel like?
Yeah, I mean, we had a taste of that this summer in Toronto. We did three shows at Budweiser Stage. And, you know, people were so hungry for a show. You know, people haven't had any real sort of like live entertainment in a while, at least at that scale. So, yeah, the fact that we you know, can bring it back, you know, people can feel connected again in a live setting, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's it. It's fantastic. I know there's a lot of hunger for live music everywhere here in the capital as well. But Blink Once is out now. Tickets for the Arkells 2022 are now on sale. Max, thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great chatting.